This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. We left our audience with one more treat, a performance by Hailu Mergia.
That's right. He's a legend in his native Ethiopia, known for his pioneering work on the keyboard in the renowned Walius Band, which in the 70s was basically the soundtrack to Addis Ababa's nightlife. He emigrated to D.C. in the 80s, and except for a few home recordings, he retired from music.
That is until Brian Shimkovitz, the guy behind an indie label called Awesome Tapes from Africa, found one of those cassettes. He released it, and a whole new generation took to the music. Now, before we play you Hailu's tune, here's an interview I taped with him and Brian at a music festival a couple of months back. I first asked Hailu about his old band.
Well, I used to play in Ethiopia, like many clubs and different hotels, with the Walius Band, which is my band.
Can you describe the Walius Band for people who...
So the Walius Band was playing throughout the 70s at the Hilton Hotel.
In Ethiopia.
Yeah, in Ethiopia. The Hilton Hotel through the 70s was the fancy, swanky hotel. The diplomats, rich guys from abroad, fancy Ethiopians were hanging out. They were playing there 2-3 times a night, all night long. And that is the spot, and it was the spot for upper crust. And then they had the chance to perform in America. They came over to America, and half of them didn't come back. At the time, there was kind of a difficult political situation in the country. Things were getting pretty dark, yeah, especially for the music scene. I recently heard from Hailu. We were talking about that era, and you know, there was like a curfew, and people would go and start playing around 11 or midnight, and the audience would stay at the club the whole night because you couldn't leave the club and go out on the street. So the bands would play till 6
in the morning.
Yeah. So the bands would play all night.
All right. And so if you were going to pick up either of you, actually, Hailu, a song from your band back then that really represents kind of what you guys sounded like, maybe one of your more popular songs, what song would it be?
One of the famous music right now is like Music Auswelt, which is a part of Cebalo album. And Cebalo also is by itself is very popular also.
Yeah, so the most popular song of Hailu's career and arguably the most popular song in all of Ethiopian pop music worldwide is a song called Music Auswelt, which is on the Cebalo album.
Brian, tell me how you found Hailu.
Sure. So I was on a trip in Ethiopia, and I like to go around to different cities and look for cassettes, and I found his tape among many other interesting tapes. But I went back to Berlin, where I was living at the time, and I listened to the tape 2 times in a row, completely blown away, never heard music like this. You know, traveled all over Ethiopia, never heard anything remotely quite like this, and I had to find this guy. So I Googled him. He had a Blogspot page that happened to have his cell phone number on it. I dialed him up. It was after midnight in Berlin, but he was still awake in DC, of course. And so I said, hey, you know, you haven't been playing, right? Let's try to find a way to do this stuff and, you know, reissue these records.
So you get this phone call from this crazy guy in Germany.
Yeah. When I get a call from Brian, and I was so... And I was so wondering how he contacted me, and I asked him why all stories, and he told me that he found my cassette and he want to re-release it. And then I said, okay, and then we make a deal. And then, of course, I was so happy when he called me about it. And then, you know, that's how we keep on doing it until now.
Yeah.
And he's just really enthusiastic and really happy to play music. Somebody who hasn't played for 25 or whatever years, it's like... they should be able to play.
Now, I heard that you said that you practiced almost every day, even when you weren't playing.
Yes. Because, you know, since while I stayed here in the state, and then I tried to play with the trio for some years, and then after that I quit playing music, but I was just practicing in my house or in my car, everywhere, because I have a keyboard in my car.
I was going to say, how do you practice in your car? You had a keyboard in your car?
My keyboard is like... it works with the battery, you know, like a AA battery. So after I drop my customer, and then I just grab my keyboard from my trunk and then sit behind the seat. And then, you know, I just practice until the next trip.
While you're waiting for fares at the airport.
Yeah, because it's a long queue waiting in line for more fares. And he sits in the back seats, you know, because the steering wheel, I guess, would make it difficult.
Do your fellow drivers know, have they ever talked to you about the sounds coming out of your vehicle?
Everybody knows about that because I have a special place that sits, you know, like
You have your spot.
Yeah, I have my spot. I just sit there and just practicing. You know, some of them, when they walk, they just look at me and then, what kind of music is this? Because the drivers are, you know, from different countries.
So yeah.
That's how I do it, and everybody like it.
We're just going to let you bask in a little more of this tune from Hailu Mergia, accompanied by bandmates Ken Joseph on drums and Alam Sagud Kabuda on bass, performing with us live in D.C. The song is called Yegele Nesh.
Bon appétit.
Hailu Mergia, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.